writing an article on achieving the peace. And he has his own ideas. He gave an article. So Srila Prabhupada, and in his article he writes that, kindly refer to my book, Peace of God. And Srila Prabhupada was very interested in knowing what kind of solution this person is going to give. His name was Mohan Raja. Srila Prabhupada referred to his book. And after referring to book, after coming to Kanpur, he wrote a letter back to him that I went through your book and whatever ideas you have given in that, they are incomplete unless you don't add the principles of Bhagavad Gita. A person can attain peace in his life only when Bhuktaram Yajyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhudam Sarvabhutanam Gyata Mam Shanti Mrityati. And Prabhupada gives elaborate description of how Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam tells about how the person can achieve real peace in the life. So Prabhupada was never onto the superficial solutions given in the material world or patch gap solution given. His always focus was that Srimad Bhagavatam is the only solution for all kinds of problem person can have in one's life if he really takes the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada once was in Bhagavatam class, I heard this, and devotees were telling, Prabhupada was explaining about the Mahajanas, and after explaining the 12th Mahajana, one of the devotees in the audience, he said, Srila Prabhupada, you are the 13th one. And spontaneously Prabhupada said, you are the 14th one. Well, Srila Prabhupada was not telling just ideals from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he was also relating those how to apply in one's life and try to completely emulate his example and be a one of its practitioner. So Srila Prabhupada's whole life and is a example of how he has tirelessly given efforts and following the footsteps of Mother Yashoda to please Krishna, Shri Radharas Bihariji. Here also we hear, we'll read in Srila Lilamrit, and we can hear from the lotus lips of his disciples. We have heard the videos and the stories told by Yaduvara Prabhu and many places about Radharas Bihari's struggle. In the difficult circumstances, how Srila Prabhupada established Radharas Bihari's wonderful place here. Although the land was such a uncomfortable to live for, this was the exterior part of the Bombay, nobody would think of coming and staying here. But this land of tract of land was in the mind of Srila Prabhupada when even before starting his mission in the West. He knew this is the place, and if Krishna gives an opportunity, I will build a very big palace for Shri Radharas Bihari here. And we hear the very encouraging and inspiring statements from Srila Prabhupada's disciples as well as from Lilamrit. The devotees were very much disturbed to stay on this land. There was no water, there are no other arrangements to stay properly. Even sometimes I heard the rats would come and not only eat the things here and there, but even sometimes eat the devotees' leg also when they were sleeping in the night. So much of struggle devotees had. And devotees were very disturbed and they said, Prabhupada, it is not a good place to live here. It's very difficult to live. And Prabhupada's one statement, which was inspiring that time and also continues to inspire all the devotees now also. So if you want to get purified, don't you want to get purified? So that enthusiasm of devotee was going very high by hearing such instructions from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada also was very, very merciful in terms of giving the right understanding and examples to go ahead. During the struggles of Radharas Bihari, there were two disciples of Srila Prabhupada They had come from America to get the deities from Jaipur. And they had some visa clearance or issues. So they were there in Jaipur. So they thought, we are here in Jaipur, so let us chant and spread Krishna consciousness more. They started going on the streets and preaching Krishna consciousness. The people in the Jaipur, they became very attracted to these foreign ladies who were chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and spreading Krishna consciousness. And they all started asking, inquiring. So when they came to know, they asked, what can we do for you? And both the Matajis, they thought that what else would we could do than calling and inviting Srila Prabhupada here. And they told that if you want to help us arrange a very big pandal program here. We want to invite our spiritual master. And they immediately agreed and started making all arrangements. And those Matajis wrote letter to Srila Prabhupada to come to Jaipur. And Srila Prabhupada agreed also to respond to their call. Once Srila Prabhupada was there, Prabhupada saw the arrangements there. They were not very good arrangements. Even the pamphlet which were made, but not very appropriate the way it was to be written. There are no proper written of. They were written disciples from the world. So Prabhupada wanted to write it that American European disciples there. Prabhuji can correct me. And Prabhupada was very angry with both the Matajis. And when they saw the whole pamphlet, Prabhupada said, what is this? This arrangement is not made properly. And Prabhupada was chastising. And both Mataji started crying. Of course, later on they went, and with the help of Shyam Sundar Prabhu, they made another pamphlet and again came back. So Prabhupada saw that both the disciples were so working hard and trying to please Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, after seeing the another next set of pamphlet, was became very, very happy and started appreciating. And told that, I am very happy with your efforts and endeavors. But what can be done? As a spiritual master, I need to correct you. So Srila Prabhupada was struggling, and one hand, we know there are so many difficulties coming in establishing Radharas Bihari's palace, Radha Juhu temple here. On other hand, handling the missionary activities all over the world. So that was one of the biggest example Srila Prabhupada himself showed by his life, that how he would personally set an example for struggling for Krishna. One hand, Srila Prabhupada would get early in the morning, translate his books, give the purports to us, all of us. Another hand, throughout the day, he would go out and preach the message of Radharas Bihari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere. So this is a very lively example. We hear another time that one time Srila Prabhupada said that once the devotees become preach and then become old, he can take retirement and settle at Sridham Mayapur. And all devotees said, Jai Srila Prabhupada, very nice. But Prabhupada said, as far as I am think that I need to go out and preach, I am not old. So devotees then later on started thinking that Prabhupada at this age with so much of enthusiasm is still doesn't consider, that means we should never become old, we should keep preaching only all the time. So these are the wonderful leelas of Srila Prabhupada through which we can see that what kind of struggle Prabhupada was taking here. In terms of Mother Yashoda here, she is very beautifully dressed, very nicely decorated with ornaments, and she is working very, very hard, laboring. She is perspiring. In word-to-word translation, very nicely it says, her hair was black like a cloud, so perspiration was dropping like a rain. So that is a wonderful upama given there. That Mother Yashoda was working so hard just to please Lord Krishna, just to bring nice butter for Lord Krishna. And at the other hand, she was least concerned about her own self. So Prabhupada's example is a very lively example for all of us to emulate. And this mother Yashoda's efforts for Lord Krishna to please, this is what Srila Prabhupada is telling in the purport, that following in their footsteps, following the footsteps of Rajavasis, we can follow their footsteps to get the love of the Godhead. And one should take the advantage of these descriptions. Descriptions of Mother Yashoda's, her activity, how she is dressed, how she is working, and how she is perspiring to please Lord Sri Krishna. So these are the some thoughts which I could just think of. I request Prabhuji's to comment on today's Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Any comment, please?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. In regards to, you were speaking about the early days in Juhu, and there were two things for me that made it very memorable. And that was, one, the regulation that we all had, extremely regulated, not sleeping very much, and doing all the services that were necessary. We all participated in all the services. There weren't that many devotees. And also the fact that Srila Prabhupada paid very special attention to Juhu Project, and he came here often. So the first point in regulation is very important, and also you mentioned austerity. Austerity should be welcome. We shouldn't run away from it, because that is said that austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins. So please, you know, stick with that in your young age, because as you get older, it's more difficult. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
इस श्लोक में हिंदी में पूछूंगा. इस श्लोक में जो पहला है कि माता यशोदा ने जो साड़ी पहनी उसका कलर है, सुखदेव गोस्वामी उस लीला को देख रहे थे या देखे थे जो वर्णन एज इट इज इतना कर रहे हैं?
आपका प्रश्न मैं समझ रहा हूं कि जो कलर देख रहे थे या देखे थे,
लीला घटित हो रही थी वो एज इट इज वो देख के बता रहे थे या पहले देख चुके थे जो इतना साड़ी का एग्जैक्ट कलर के साथ वर्णन कर रहे हैं?
नहीं, मैं इसके ऊपर कमेंट नहीं कर पाऊंगा कुछ. आई डोंट नो हिज थॉट प्रोसेस, व्हाट ही वॉज थिंकिंग. एनीबडी वॉन्ट टू कमेंट ऑन दैट? कोई बताना चाहेंगे प्रभु जी को? Okay. We can talk to some senior Vaishnava also about it.
मुझे पता होता तो भी पूछता क्यों?
नहीं, मैं बोल रहा हूँ किसी सीनियर वैष्णव को हम कॉन्टेक्ट कर सकते हैं. मैं इसके बारे में कमेंट नहीं कर पाऊंगा.
ओके, हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण. यहाँ पर प्रश्न है, प्लीज स्पीक इन द माइक. यू हैव माइक. अच्छा,
हरे कृष्ण. मैं उतना वरिष्ठ नहीं हूँ इसके ऊपर टिप्पणी करने के लिए, लेकिन जहां तक मैंने सुना है उससे मेरी समझ यह है कि जब कोई महाजन सुखदेव गोस्वामी जैसे कुछ लीलाएं वर्णन करते हैं तो ये अद्यापि लीला करे गौर राय, इस तत्व के अनुसार ये लीलाएं घटती ही रहती है. जब वो वर्णन कर रहे हैं मतलब उनके सामने घट रही है ये लीला. ऐसा नहीं कि वो किसी कल्पना से गठन करके या कुछ फिगर आउट करके बोल रहे हैं. जब ऐसे महाजन वर्णन करते हैं तो उनके सामने लीला हो रही होती है और उसका वर्णन करते रहते हैं, ऐसा मैंने सुना है महाजनों से.
Hare Krishna. You have a question? Question in the front.
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
बहुत अच्छा प्रवचन दिए. जैसे आपने बोले कि श्रील प्रभुपाद की कैसे जितना है बोले गए कि नेम में जाके उम्र होने के बाद जाके एक जाके बैठ के भजन करूंगा. नहीं नहीं मैं उम्र होने के बाद ही मैं उनके जो चेतना यंग था से हम लोगों की ऐसे विचारधारा कैसे आएगा कि अंतिम समय तक ऐसे जैसे श्रील प्रभुपाद जी का विचारधारा था कि मैं युद्ध करते मरूं ऐसे हम लोगों का ऐसे विचारधारा कैसे उत्पन्न होगा सबका कि हमें लागू रहना चाहिए. हम लोग प्रयास में ढिला पड़ जाते हैं. अरे हो नहीं पाता है जाने दो. इतना प्रयास करने का तो होता नहीं. अरे हो गया तो ठीक है नहीं हुआ तो टेंशन जाने दो परेशानी फंसते हैं. लेकिन ऐसे कंटिन्यू ऐसे विचारधारा अंतिम समय तक होना चाहिए जैसे प्रभुपाद जी का था कैसे करेंगे.
तो हमारे प्रयास आखिरी दम तक किस तरह से प्रयास करते रहे प्रभुपाद जी की जिस इच्छा को. प्रभु जी का प्रश्न है कि किस तरह से करें. जैसे यदुवर प्रभु जी भी बता रहे थे कि रेगुलेशन अपने जीवन में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है. साधक के स्तर पर हम अपने श्रील प्रभुपाद जी को अनुकरण नहीं कर सकते अनुसरण कर सकते हैं. तो एज अ साधक हमारे जीवन में हमें इसको रेगुलेशन के साथ पालन करने का प्रयास करते रहना चाहिए. और साथ ही साथ में अगर हमसे प्रेरणा प्राप्त करनी है तो इसके बारे में ज्यादा सुनकर जितना हम श्रवण करेंगे जैसे हम प्रभुपाद जी के लीलाओं को सुनते हैं उनके वीडियोस को देखते हैं लीलाओं की वीडियोस को देखते हैं तो उनको प्रेरणा आती है. तो जीवन में किसी भी समय और किसी स्तर पर अपने प्रेरणा को बनाए रखने के लिए श्रीमद् भागवतम का श्रवण है ये हमेशा प्रेरित करता है. या श्रीमद् भागवतम को पालन करने वाले जितने भक्त हैं उनकी जीवनी हमको प्रेरित करती है. तो भागवत संघ से हमें जो है प्रेरणा जो अंतिम स्तर तक लेके जाएगी. यस सेम क्वेश्चन. थैंक यू ऑल. लास्ट क्वेश्चन.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी.
हरे कृष्णा.
While reading purport you were mentioning that we should follow the residents of Vrindavan.
Yes.
And this following can be done by both, should be done by both the perfect and the sadhaka.
Yeah.
So how a sadhaka does that? Perfect devotees, they can know their swarupa or whatever, like they are advanced to know the mood of advanced devotees. How a sadhaka should follow the instruction?
Yeah. I was mentioning in the beginning part, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if one is not fully Krishna conscious to think about the pastimes of the Lord, then he should engage himself in the activities of Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, particularly chanting the holy names of the Lord, hearing the holy names, pastimes of the Lord. So, and in the beginning stage, sadhaka stage, for us, the instruction is the impetus of spiritual master and following him. Like Prabhupada was asked, I have heard this, Prabhupada was asked that, Prabhupada, who is that Vrajavasi we should follow in? So Prabhupada very modestly said that, I am that Vrajavasi you should all follow. Because again, what Vrajavasi means also is a very broader concept to understand. Vrajavasi doesn't only mean that who stays in Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada is like a real Vrajavasi who carried his Vrindavan to the whole world. So the concept of what Vrajavasi also has need to be very clear. So Srila Prabhupada is that Vrajavasi for us and who is guiding through his books, his instructions and the program that he has given to us. the mission that he has given us to fully engage in, and then we'll, in that way we are also practicing the same thing, meditating on the pure devotees, their instruction.
The 5 stages of hearing, does it happen automatically, like, or is it our chesta to remember?
Chesta has to be there. Will not get the mercy of the Lord unless we don't do endeavor. That is what the whole pastime of the Mother Yashoda binding Krishna is. Acharya gives the whole elaborate commentaries on that. So Shravanam, Srinavata Shraddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Svacheshtitam Kalena Nati Diregena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. So here is the process, what just you are asking question for that. Srinavata Shraddhaya, Shravanam with a faith, not just Shravanam, but a faith, that yes, with put some faith. Nityam, regularly. Grinatascha Svacheshtitam. And once endeavor is required to hear it attentively. Kalena naati dirigena, then within no time Bhagavan Vishate Hirde, Lord will be seated in one's heart. Thank you all very much. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam Gija, Srila Prabhupada Gija.